to go. It's me that you did trust, and nobody's on his cuff. Who knows if this will last? But you found me hiding with my heart hanging on the wall. You took a chance on me.
To bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Seven o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning. Catherine, your mic is on now. It wasn't on before. Now it's on.
Thank you.
Woo, that was really close. Monday Morning Matt is back for another episode.
We're coming from behind, folks.
I'm a little distraught this morning because in the period between this week's show and last week's show, I wiped my computer, which included the show intro.
I don't get... Kirch, right before we went on air, was like, I wiped my computer, and I'm like,
it happens.
What?
It happens. Sometimes you just screw something up so much, you know?
Not relatable. Your experiences aren't universal.
I was trying to put a different operating system on my computer, and basically I put the operating system on the part of my computer that had all my files instead of the part of my computer that had the operating system.
Do you not, like, use an external hard drive?
What do you mean? No.
To back up your computer?
Oh, no. Because everything, all of my important stuff is online, so I don't really care. That's Google Drive is my external hard drive, and it has my old intro. Okay. Just not my new intro, although I'm pretty sure it's there somewhere.
All right.
Anyway.
Whatever.
It's a beautiful morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford with Adam and Kat. We've got a lot to talk about last night. We went to a Loud concert.
Yeah. Catherine, it was so good.
Catherine lost her voice.
Yeah. I have this allergy thing that has made it... Oh, my gosh. I can't even speak. I've just been coughing for like a week and a half straight, and this morning it's really culminated because I've destroyed my voice yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely been... You sound a lot like a chain smoker. I was telling you this morning when we were walking over, so hopefully...
Hey, baby.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get better as the show goes on, and you'll just sound even worse.
Thanks. That's what they say about me.
But anyway, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. I listened to Paul Simon yesterday, saw him live, so we're gonna have to play some of that.
We're gonna have a full day.
It's gonna be a good show. I guess we'll stop talking. We'll get our lives together. Here's a little CCR. We don't play them very often.
No, we don't.
We don't. On WMFO in Medford, Monday Morning Madness. Let's do it. Grizzly Bear, of course. With 2 weeks, we're playing bear-themed songs here in the morning, I suppose.
Yes, I like
because we just played Bear Hands, as you suggested. That was the first time this song has ever been played on this station.
Hey, I'm into the new stuff.
Yeah, so we're really a bunch of hipsters out here in the morning.
I mean, the concert we went to.
That's true. That wasn't. There were like 12 people there.
Yeah.
So last night, Kat and I schlepped out to Cambridge and went and saw Ritual Talk, who, you know, my friend growing up is the kind of the coordinator of that whole group, and it was really, really, really good.
They're like, so incredibly talented. Good.
And it was so loud for a small room.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't know if anyone listening has been to the Zuzu Lounge. Zuzu Lounge. But, like, all the tables and stuff were cleared, so everyone was sitting around the perimeter of the room, and there were, like, 12 people there.
That's great, yeah.
And they were in the corner, and so it was just mind-numbingly loud, but really good.
Yeah, so, and that's why Kat has no voice, among other reasons.
So, Ritual Talk, if you're listening.
Well, they're not. They drove back to New York this morning.
It was just, you know, you messed up my hypothetical. I was just going to say you guys are awesome, so whatever.
Well, we can call them. We can give them a call on their
listener hotline.
I'm sure
they would really care.
Well, they're going to be in Brooklyn on the 3rd, so on Thursday. So if you want to go trek down to Brooklyn and catch them again.
Oh, gosh, I can't. Don't even joke.
But yeah, that was great. And now I want to go back to that room and see more people live.
Yeah.
For sure. Now that
Preston is like such a great entertainment city, and it's just hard when you're at Tufts to like go out and do stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's 7:16. The time. It's gonna be kind of gross today. Not gross, but just a little chilly.
Yeah.
High 51. Cloudy, gross.
Might sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah. Tomorrow's gonna be warmer. Wednesday's gonna be frickin' hot. Thursday is going to be hot as well. Friday is going to be hot as well.
But it's supposed to be cloudy on the 80-degree days, right?
Yes. Yeah. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be 80 degrees, but it's going to be kind of cloudy, which is interesting.
Still means you have to wear sunblock.
Still hot. Still, you know, then it just feels like you're inside of a greenhouse.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant.
So.
But
anyway, we have that to look forward to. It's not going to be cold anymore. The days of that are over.
Hopefully.
But, all right, here's a little Ritual Talk since we've talked them up so much.
Yes.
Maybe I'll play some Paul Simon this
you
group
should.
Too. Because,
you
You're
know, worth it.
I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
You know? All right, let's do it.
It's your show. You do what you want.
Now I'm waiting for what I Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pants.
So, Catherine, we're talking about being upset with the world.
Yeah, always.
You have a lot of things to say about what's going on Twitter and what's going on just generally.
I don't even know where to start. It's just every morning I wake up angry and I go to bed angry.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That's, how can you do that when Jason Mraz has released a new song? You know, you're not allowed to be angry.
I want to gag myself right now. I can't believe you just said those words to me.
I think we should play some of these new songs. We'll play the Jason Mraz one for a little bit just because it's so funny that it's exactly the same song.
Okay, just play like, I don't know, 30 seconds of it.
I'll just start it. You can hear and we can sing I'm Yours on top of it.
Oh, stop.
It's the same chord progression. It's I'm Yours came out like 10 years ago and he hasn't come up with anything different.
Jason Mraz.
It's literally auspiciousness and causes of success. It's, may you have the same thing.
I hate it. Your
best. But anyway, we're going to play J-Lo's new song.
Is he the banana pancakes guy? Is that Jason Mraz? Make a banana pancake.
Maybe. I don't know. I only ever listened to I'm Yours. I can see what his Spotify page says. There's no song called Making Banana Pancakes.
Okay.
Oh, he also did I Won't Give Up. You remember that song?
Oh. No.
He had two songs.
Oh, God. Stop. Wow. I'm so upset right now.
Well, he's fine then. He doesn't need to make any more music. He's got two really popular songs.
Yeah. No, please. You're done. The fedora, Jason. Yeah, you brought the fedora back into fashion,
seriously.
And then take it out with you. Thank you.
Jason Mraz, if you're listening, we appreciate what you've done, but we don't need it anymore.
You're braver than any U.S. Marine.
So, I want to play this new J-Lo song. I also think that it would be in our benefit to listen to the new Kanye song.
Yeah.
One of the new Kanye songs.
I haven't listened to any of the new Kanye music.
You're going to really have a time, Kat.
Gosh. All right, well, everyone, this next round of music is just going to be some new stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're cutting edge and we can get away with it.
We're like, cool here.
Yeah.
But first, we need to play a PSA, and there's one PSA that I'm incredibly passionate about, and it is the Don't Leave Dogs in Hot Cars PSA.
Yes.
Retweet. Let's listen.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Don't leave your dog in a hot car.
Never. No. Most things in Boston, I feel like, are dog friendly, or at least like there are spaces that you can have your dog on a leash outside.
Yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
So don't, no excuse.
You know, leave your baby in the car if you want, but your dog, no.
Okay, whoa.
Okay.
Just went really left right there.
Whoa. Anyway. This is J-Lo's new song. Kanye's new song first. Because it's shorter and J-Lo's song is good. Kanye's song is weird.
Okay, great.
Anyway, listen up, friends.
Hard to see the hang-ups we have today. Let's get it on. Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on.
they don't really realize, though. This next verse. This next verse, though. Watch this.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.
Tratas como una princesa y me das lo que pido. Tú tienes el bate y la fuerza que yo necesito. Cuando estamos solos, te juro, no me falta nada. Te pongo un 13 de 10 cuando estamos en la cama. Nunca había sentido algo tan grande y me vuelve loca a tu lado, salvaje. Tú me has dado tanto que he estado pensando, ya lo tengo todo. Pero, ¿y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo? Huele como me gusta, me besas como me gusta, me agarras como me gusta, sigue así que a mí me gusta, como muerde la fruta, si sale de noche me asusta, sin mapa conoces la ruta, así, así que me gusta, sigue aquí, papi estoy pa' ti, dale atrás, que así somos las de Bronx, don't stop. Muévete más, que siga la fiesta conmigo nomás. No pierdas el enfoque, papi tienes la clase. Cuando apenas la toque, home run con tres envases. Nunca había sentido algo tan grande y me vuelve loca a tu lado, salvaje. Tú me has dado tanto que he estado pensando, ya lo tengo todo. Pero, ¿y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Pa' cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo?
Mira, ya.
No te pido nada, yo no soy mujer regala. Ponte en eso ya, si no papi, echa pa' allá. Oh, tú sabes que yo tengo lo que no tienen otras. Cuando muevo mi cuerpo, el tuyo se alborota. Las mujeres sabemos lo que nos toca. Si quieren todo eso, que nos ponga la roca. Nunca había sentido algo tan grande y me vuelve loca a tu lado, salvaje. Tú me has dado tanto que he estado pensando, ya lo tengo todo. Pero,
¿y el anillo pa' cuándo?
Hey. It's not like I need more jewelry or anything.
¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo? ¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo?
¿Te gusta verme bailar?
Hey.
¿Y el anillo pa' cuándo?
Déjala que vuelva. Falte mi piel. Si fuiste tú quien se alejó, pero esta vez no me dolió, baby. No quiero verte llorar por mí. Entiendo, no sabes perder, aunque esta vez
no va a ser tan fácil. Yo te lo juro, no va a ser tan fácil. Lo hiciste difícil, la tengo clara, si preguntan por ti diré.
Volverá como la primera vez, déjala que vuelva. Ella conoce solita el camino conmigo.
Volverá como la primera vez, déjala que vuelva. Ella conoce solita el camino conmigo.
Sabes que no dejo de pensar en tus besos. No hay nada más rico que probar tu boca. Pero esta vez, mamacita, no está fácil.
reposo cuerpo. Sabes que no dejo de pensar en tus besos. No hay nada más rico que probar tu boca. Pero esta vez, mamacita, no está fácil la cosa.
Volverá como la primera vez. Déjala que vuelva. Ella conoce solita el camino conmigo.
Interesting music here in the morning. Tell me what you thought about Kanye, Kat.
Well, I didn't really like it.
Oh, no?
No. I thought the beats were good, but I was just like, yeah. What?
Well, I think he doesn't really care anymore. I think that's his new shtick.
Yeah, whatever. Well, then I don't care.
I guess, yeah. He's gonna just be releasing a ton of music, I think, nowadays. So we'll see what happens. And he just released a song. So, I don't know how deep into the world of hip-hop you are, but J. Cole, on his last album, wrote this song about the new generation of rappers. And then Kanye teams up with a new rapper to release a remix of one of his other songs that attacks J. Cole. It's been a whole mess.
Oh, wait, wasn't it that he did something with someone's diss track and was like, oh, this isn't actually to diss J. Cole, like, I like J. Cole or whatever.
Something like that.
I saw... Well, I unfollowed Kanye on Twitter at the end of last week.
I think a lot of people did.
I was just like, I can't put up with this anymore. Yeah. Like, you're so annoying.
He is like one of those annoying people who releases a whole bunch of tweets at once, or someone who on Instagram when they try to have like the multi-panel picture and they have to release like 18 pictures all at once.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's like not a negative, I don't care. It's just like, I don't know. I read, this is so stupid, this is a generation, but I read a tweet that was just like talking about the idolization of celebrities and stuff. And I'm like, it's really true that these are people and they're going to do what they're going to do. And I can't like have my life affected by it. But then at the same time, it's like our president uses Twitter to make policy changes. And it's just like, what the heck is...
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so confused and I'm so sad. And I'm just like, I don't want to do anything anymore. I don't want to put up with anything.
Yeah, I think that we all just need a break.
Yeah. And that's why we listened to 2 Spanish songs in a row, because we needed to cleanse and feel good. The new J-Lo song is great.
Isn't it good?
I really like
it. Yeah, I'm really impressed with her.
She's doing so well.
A lot of work.
I'm so happy for her.
Speaking of powerful women in music, I was listening to the super deluxe version of Rumors yesterday as I was walking around.
Of course.
And on that album, there's a second take, like an earlier take of Dreams that is really, really good. And so I want to play it, and it's very cleansing after Kanye's crap.
I very much support that, and I just want to say, because I DM'd Adam this, that apparently ABBA is making new music, which I don't understand. I didn't actually read the article because I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Do you like ABBA?
I do really like ABBA.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know you hate ABBA, but it's like one of those things that my mom, like Mamma Mia is one of the first musicals I ever remember seeing. So it's just a very good, happy sensory memory.
Yeah.
And my mom really likes ABBA too. So
there you go.
But anyway, I'm going to look into that because I'm like, what? They're not together
Hopefully
anymore.
They make more music before May 14th. That's our last show.
Oh, geez. That's in 2 weeks.
Well. Oh. Speaking of groups who are combined or made up of people who are married, here's that take of Dreams.
Let's do it.
Enjoy.
I guess the queen will do. I've been looking for the king of diamonds until the dealer gave me you. You got everything together. You got everything I
song with a little Motown fade.
Yeah.
King of Diamonds by Motopony.
Yeah.
Motopony.
I love that band. They're so good.
Yeah, that was super nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6:55, 7:55. God, 6:55 in the morning. And we are just about to head out, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I need to go back to bed.
You look tired. I mean, you feel. It seems like you would benefit from that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have stuff I have to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. You just should have more coffee.
Oh, God, no. Because I'm at the point where I need, like, food. Otherwise, my stomach's going to get really upset.
Ah,
yeah.
So an early morning cereal binge in Duwick.
I can't. I don't. No. I don't know what my life is. We're doing it.
Well, stay tuned for next week's episode when we find out what Catherine did after this show.
Yeah, I'll
detailing
leave you
her
in,
life.
I'll leave you in the mystery. Wow.
But thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you have a safe, warm, happy, hot week.
Yes. Yeah. Go get. As I said, even though it's cloudy, doesn't mean you need to wear sunscreen. You need to wear sunscreen even though it's cloudy. Thank you. There
Hell
we go.
Yeah. That's the advice from Kat.
Says the person who burned like mercilessly both of my shoulders over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, she I'm knows. Very uncomfortable having fabric on my skin right now.
That's what you should do. You should just go home and just, you know, apply lotion.
That was really weird.
I didn't know how to say that on the radio without saying.